Back home in Basel. The travelers returned to Basel by way of Geneva, spending a night and a day there in the Daniel Bordeaux home. The time was divided between sightseeing and writing a letter of some length to a young man crazed on the subject of marriage. This she left with Bordeaux to be translated. With additions, the material was worked into two articles for the review in Herald Courtship and Marriage, January 26, 1886, and Unwise Marriages, February 2, 1886. Years later, portions were published in Messages to Young People and the Adventist Home. A carbon copy of the articles was at the time given out for translation for the French Signs, published in Basel. It then would be sent to Christiania, for publishing there. By the weekend, Ellen White and Mary were home. Mrs. White spoke to the believers Sabbath morning in the meeting hall at the publishing house. A large mail was waiting for her, and she picked up her work with no overshadowing of urgent travel plans. She had now made the rounds of visits to the principal countries of Europe where the message was reaching out. If she was to remain in Europe, she hoped to make progress with her literary work. Mary White was delighted to be back home with her little Ella, now nearly 4 years old. There was a heavy snow the day before Christmas. Ellen, perhaps with some allowable exaggeration, described the view of the large park in front of the publishing house as the most beautiful picture I have ever seen in winter. Ella, she said, has a fine time trying to snowball her mother and grandmother, but paid a price by way of a cold, thought to be from eating some of the snow. As to her situation in general, Ellen wrote to Willie on December 22nd. I can tell you, I find abundance of work that keeps coming ready to my hand and I see no place to rest, even in Europe. I think I will purchase me a horse and carriage and ride out daily. I do not take pleasure in the rides taken with a coachman and hackman. Well, I am certainly doing more work than at any other period of my life, and I am thankful that the Lord has given me strength to work. I see our work has but just begun here. I see so much to be done and I am doing too much. I wish I could do the work of 10. I would gladly do it. But I can only do the work of 1, poor, frail at that. May God work Himself. In regard to writing in the future, she commented, I cannot say. I must write. One important literary task that loomed before her was the enlargement of the first of the great controversy book, Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 1, the one dealing with most of the Old Testament history, a volume that was to become Patriarchs and Prophets. She wrote, I think I can do it as well here in Europe as in America. Make just such arrangements as you please. If Marion is worn and has her plans arranged to stay, I can send writing there, but if you think it advisable for her to come, all right. Referring to the work uppermost in her mind, she continued. Tell her I have just 1 minute ago read the letters in which she has specified the improvements to be made in articles for Volume 1. I thank her. Tell her that she has a point about Zedekiah's having his eyes put out. That needs to be more carefully worded. Also the rock, when the water flowed, something in reference to this. I think I can make the articles, chapters, specified more full, and as I am famous for moralizing, this will be no cross. Tell her to write to me, as I prize her letters as if she were my own child. Tell Mary, Marian, to find me some histories of the Bible that would give me the order of events. I have nothing and can find nothing in the library here. It is getting dark and I am resolved not to use my eyes or brain by candlelight. After signing her name, she added a postscript, I cannot go through this. I have been interrupted so many times and I am too tired to correct my mistakes.